On a perfect Monday night, the Atlantic Trojans were able to add to the perfection after capturing first place as a team with 132 team points, beating Glenwood, who had 125, by just 7 points. This not only marks a major victory for the Trojans, but shows that their hard work and dedication paid off with a team victory, just in time for the conference meet and the state qualifying meet next week. The Trojans' success started with Colton Rasmussen earning second place in the long jump with a jump of 19 feet, 10 inches, and also high jump for the first time on Monday since the Sioux City Relays. In the high jump, he earned fourth while jumping 5 feet, 8 inches overall. The senior also fared well in the 110-meter hurdles with a second-place finish at 16.36 seconds. Rasmussen came into the meet with a lot of anticipation for success, and despite not having the best day jumping, he was able to put more team points on the board to help an Atlantic's first-place finish.
Yeah, I felt, you know, I was excited coming into this meet, you know, home meet. First time high jumping for me since we had the Sioux City Relays, and I kind of hurt my ankle then, and you know, kind of came back, hurt it a little bit today, so I didn't jump great, but, you know, I was just excited to get back into it. Yeah, long jump, you know, it wasn't my best day jumping, but I guess I did leave in the middle to go high jump and then came back, but, you know, I still got second place, still got the points, so, you know, it's all I can ask for, really.
Atlantic success continued into the 400-meter run with Devon Fields, who had a staggering finish in the 400-meter dash, just 0.01 seconds faster than the second-place finisher Braden Sifford of Red Oak, as Fields ran 51.92 seconds in the 400-meter. Not only did Fields get off to a slow start, he was also nervous in the 400-meter run. His finish showcases that his hard work has paid off, and that the confidence is only just starting to push forward for the junior.
From the start, I felt like I went out kind of slow. And then at the 250 mark, that's when I had to go, you know. I was a little nervous, especially at being the home meet, you know. I was just really nervous going out.
On the other end, the Heartland Cyclones were able to finish in fourth with 83.5 team points. And a big contributor to that success came from Matthew Serfondon, who earned first in the 100-meter dash with a time of 11.08 seconds, just eclipsing Ty Hauser of Atlantic, who finished in second at 11.15 seconds. Serfondon knows that he can run faster in the 100-meter dash, but sees this meet as a warm-up in preparation for Thursday's conference meet.
It felt all right. I think I can go a little bit faster than I did today, obviously. I mean, it was a long weekend. Sometimes muscles are a little sore, but you just got to run as hard and fast as you can. I know we're going to have a really competitive district meet, so just got to do whatever I can. And I got some really good teammates around me that push me really hard, so it's good to have those guys and just try to do the best I can.
While Serfondon was doing the best that he could for Harlan, the Atlantic Trojans were climbing up the ranks to be able to help the team earn first at the meet overall. Head coach Abby Becker saw the momentum jump off the gun right away for the Trojans. The boys were able to start off the meet with a lot of success that carried over to the throwers, who earned multiple personal bests at the meet on Monday. She was proud of her individuals and relay teams that did a wonderful job.
Yeah, I really feel like the momentum of the meet started right away. If you want to specifically look at the sprint med, you know, just every single relay just kind of felt like it built up momentum every single time as we went and started right off with that sprint med relay. And then, you know, and then having Preston Williams, like, you know, barely get the guy at the end in the 4x8. And then, you know, the throwers, you know, they did well up there. They had some PRs up there. Hauser did really good, had a PR. So I think just, you know, the individuals and the relay just kind of kept the momentum going, and they were really excited and they really showed up tonight and they did a wonderful job.
Atlantic's team chemistry was something that made the meet feel live on Monday night. These seniors have been with one another since the beginning of their track careers, and that support system has only continued to grow for the Trojans. Coach Becker saw how the boys rallied around one another while even getting involved in some events that they might not have earlier in the season.
We have a wonderful senior group. They have been, that senior group has been pretty tight all year long. Actually, they've been pretty tight since they've been freshmen. And, you know, realizing a lot of them that this is probably the last meet that they're going to run. So they really kind of, you know, rallied around them and encouraged them. And, you know, when I know Corbin Johnson said this is probably the last time I'm going to run something, all the boys were excited for him. I feel like that also kind of keeps the meet kind of lighthearted and fun because the kids are also doing something that they normally don't do, so they can kind of encourage and have fun with it too in the process.
This momentum comes just right in time for Atlantic, as the Trojans will utilize this success for the Hawkeye 10 conference meet that is coming up on Thursday. Trojan Colton Rasmussen sees this meet as a last stepping stone that Atlantic needed before they get into the quote-unquote real stuff of the conference and state qualifying meets.
Yeah, you know, it's meet, you know, it's good. It's good to get this one, you know, out. One last good meet before you get into the, you know, the real stuff, you know, conference and districts. And, you know, it's just good to come out and run and, you know, jump well today. You know, it's good.
The Trojans hit the track once again on Thursday at Shenandoah for the conference meet, which will start at 4:15 p.m., weather permitting. For the full story, check out our website at westerniowatoday.com. I'm Zach Callens, reporting.